Cowper Street, Emeryville, Alameda County, California. It is February 28th, 2009, at 8:50 in the morning, and he is in a male albino and his hummingbird. He's been hanging out in this parking lot and visiting feeders put out by the residents. And that was him singing.
But they turn off all at once, and so because the birds will have a tendency to cling to the sides of the cage, we do that to spread their tails. What we would do is we'd take a second light that's just plugged into an outlet in there on a timer and have that turn on for an hour. And that seemed to work pretty well. Most of the time, I did not take the time to make sure the birds were going to sleep properly. But sometimes I would, and that would just—it would mean for the first couple of days in captivity, every day at about 8, I would go by and check.
Yeah.
It depended on whether I needed the tails to be in pristine shape or not.
Yeah, because I was telling Susan, Steve Murphy's wife's research assistant, she was showing me the sage sparrows and stuff that they've kept for years. And for some reason, they can have, like, when they built the room, which is, like, kind of new, they could put in lights that, like, raised slowly, but because of some, like, building code, they couldn't have lights that move slowly.
Oh, lame.
Yeah.
Building code. You should be able to get an exception to that.
Right. But they said that they said it was weird and they couldn't. So, they just took off, but I guess they figured for themselves. Can I also find him be okay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've seen how the wing birds will, if they're hovering, they'll just fly into something.
Yeah. I guess the sparrows are more likely to just the cages are also a lot smaller.
You can keep hummingbirds in cages, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I think people have kept them in cages smaller than the field cages we've used. The ones that, the big ones we've had, I think they're not that big, they're like 4 or 5 meters at once. It's also getting louder, like